I'd like to introduce the representative for Students and Peace, Students for Peace and Justice for Georgia State University, Jasmine Godfrey.
What's up? For the past month, the United States has blamed all armed resistance to the occupation on people who supposedly want to stop Iraqis from having free elections. The fake elections in Iraq won't change anything, just as fake elections in the U.S. don't change anything here. We have to oppose the puppet elections in Iraq and the U.S. occupation that seeks to use Iraqi elections as a tool to legitimize the ongoing war in Iraq. The continuation of the occupation of Iraq is a continuation of a war against the Iraqi people. Yay! After the tsunami disaster, the United States has tried to use the military as a PR tool to convince people that the military is a humanitarian wing of the United States government. But the reality is that humanitarian is not in the Pentagon or the White House's dictionary. Amen. A recent article in The Economist quoted a lieutenant as saying, if anyone, meaning Iraqis, if anyone gets too close to us, we effing waste them. Now, if I wasn't standing at the Capitol, I'd give you the uncensored version, but you know, I don't want to get in trouble. All right, and a former captain in the same article later, he says, sometimes it works in the insurgents' favor, because by the time we've shot up the whole neighborhood, we just end up pissing off the locals. And of course, he still fails to see that the insurgents are, in many cases, the locals, because they want the United States to leave Iraq. We are not powerless to stop this. Just like the war in Vietnam, this war will stop when the soldiers refuse to fight it. Yeah. 3 weeks ago, a sergeant from Fort Stewart, Georgia, Kevin Benderman, refused to go back to Iraq. Yeah. Kevin and his wife, Monica, have worked tirelessly in their defense. Kevin has been called a coward. He has been called, he's been accused of being afraid of going back to Iraq, but he was already went to Iraq before. He has nothing else to prove. He decided that he would not go back when he was in Iraq, and his commander told him that if Iraqis throw stones at you, the next time that Iraqi children throw stones at you, you are ordered to shoot at them to return fire. There are many more people like Sergeant Benderman in the armed forces, but they need our help. They need our support. As Sergeant Benjamin's wife, Monica, wrote in one of her letters, if we could find a way to show them that the support is real, that the support isn't just lip service in chat rooms, but that it is real and it's open, and that we are confident and that we believe that it is right, that the soldiers are right in what they are doing, I guarantee you that there are 100,000 soldiers who would fight for the right thing. She says, America hasn't done enough to show these soldiers that they will stand behind them when they throw down their weapons. Yeah. Bush's idea of bringing the troops home is bringing them home in body bags. Yeah. I say bring the troops home alive. Yeah. Bring the troops home